This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from today. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The Union Cabinet reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking railway projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the project is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. The minister said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its approval for the development of the civil enclave at Srinagar International Airport. The Cabinet also approved extension of existing North-South corridor from GIFT City to Shahpur of Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the private sector, philanthropists, NGOs and other stakeholders to join hands to build India as a healthcare destination and achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The President inaugurated the nationwide initiative titled Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai yesterday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from today. During his maiden visit, the Vice President will grace the convocation ceremony of University of Kashmir in Srinagar as the chief guest tomorrow. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda inaugurated the AI-enabled eICU Command Center at Yashoda Medicity in Ghaziabad yesterday. The initiative is expected to strengthen critical care services at the district hospital level by enhancing clinical coordination, standardizing treatment protocols and supporting on-ground medical teams through structured guidance. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Nadda said that AI-enabled healthcare ensures timely intervention, precision in diagnosis and real-time monitoring, which are critical in emergency and intensive care settings. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has constituted a high-level committee for harmonization of regulatory framework for DigiLocker. The ministry said that the terms of reference of the committee includes legislative review of DigiLocker rules in alignment with current technical and legal landscape and creating a future roadmap for entity locker, ecosystem expansion and commercialization of digital locker system. India has abstained in the UN General Assembly on a draft resolution that called for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The draft resolution was adopted yesterday by the 193-member UN General Assembly, with 107 nations voting in favour, 12 against and 51 abstentions. India was among the 51 member states abstaining from the resolution introduced by Kyiv, along with Bahrain, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, South Africa, Sri Lanka, UAE and the US. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.